Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast with Kate Donovan.
You deserve more than feeling constantly fried to a crisp. Welcome to Fried, the Burnout Podcast, where you get the understanding, the community, and the information you need to end burnout for good. I'm your host, Kate Donovan, and all of my work focuses on hashtag ending burnout culture. Outside the pod, you'll find me on stages at conferences giving keynotes, in offices providing corporate trainings, doing virtual VIP one-on-one work, or supporting our group program, Unfried, that is run by my right-hand woman, Sarah Vosen. Both Sarah and I have been through burnout and came out stronger, happier, and more fulfilled, and we want that post-burnout growth for you, too.
Fried fam, it's your Fried guides, Katie and Sarah, back with you today to talk about a simple thing that gets asked a lot in the Facebook group, has come up a couple of times in the free office hours that we do. And here's the question that gets asked. And I thought, I can't believe we've never done an episode on this. The question is this: how do I job search while I'm in burnout recovery? So many people are actually either able to take time off or were forced to take time off because of burnout and will need to re-enter the workplace. And they are decidedly nervous about it. And it brings up a lot of anxiety and they need some guidance on like, what are the steps? How do I figure out what job I'm supposed to do? All the things. So today we're doing an intro to that. And as per usual, if you want more of something like this, if we need a part two to this, if we need a part two to anything that we've done in the past and you want more, let us know and we will do it. So how do we look for a job? The first thing that we put on the list is you gotta know your values. Sarah, you want to jump in on that?
Yeah, clarifying your values for yourself makes decision-making in general about everything, but including what job do I want to do? How do I want to spend 8 or 9 hours of every day, 5 days a week? Knowing your values makes decision-making so much easier because you're just like, if I say yes to this thing, will it bring me closer to a life that feels like my values? Yes or no? It just like, it's a filter, clarifies things.
So we do have a free worksheet that's katedonovan.com/freebie-values. It'll be linked in the show notes that will help you clarify this. My ask when you do the core values worksheet, when you're doing it alone, because we do this as part of Unfried and we do this often with our one-on-one clients as well. It's a hard exercise to do by yourself because, and I know you don't mean to, but if you do this by yourself and you only do it once, you're probably lying. Not intentionally lying, but you're choosing values that you think sound good instead of things that are really true for you. So if you're going to download the worksheet and you're going to do this on your own, my ask of you is that you allow yourself the grace of doing it multiple times and really checking in with yourself about whether or not what you're saying is true or whether you're just repeating stuff from culture or family or stuff that you think is morally correct in some way, shape, or form, even if you don't value it. So just be careful around that. So step one, know what your values are. You need to know what your values are so you can help make the decision, so you can see if things align, so that you know clearly whether or not something actually fits you or suits you. It does make it much, much easier. Step number two, when you're looking for a job, is take the time. This is Sarah's suggestion and I love it, so I'm going to let her explain it in a moment. Take the time to read job postings. You can look on Indeed or on LinkedIn or whatever it is you look. And as you're reading through them, stop and do emotional and body check-ins. Sarah?
Yeah. So, you know, a job posting gives you a description sometimes of like what they expect of you. It might be a little like mission statement of the company. Maybe their values are blended into that, right? They're using some keywords. And so when you read through the job posting and what they're asking of you, really try it on. Like, kind of imagine yourself, if you're going to be sitting at a desk, imagine yourself at the desk and you're in this company and that it feels like this, they're promoting this, you're selling this, you're talking to these people, whatever it is, like imagine yourself being there and see how your body responds. Do you react anxiously? Do you react excitedly? Do you feel content? Do you feel overwhelmed? Like, what's coming up for you? And that'll give you some good information about the, I mean, you don't know. We don't know. This is like, gives you some information about the unknown that you wouldn't have otherwise. And please know this, especially if your last job situation was awful, or if you just were really anxious as a part of your burnout recovery, when you're looking for a new job, it's super duper common and almost expected that you will feel anxious and have like this PTSD type reaction to thinking about working again, especially if you're not working now, right? Because it's just like everything comes flooding back. All the memories of your last position, you know, feeling at that peak burnout place, it all comes back. Know this. This is not about the new job. This is about the old job. And so you can honor that, right? Don't like dismiss it, but say, okay, hi, anxiety. I see you. That last place sucked. Let's kind of like look underneath that or kind of try to put that aside and say, but what will this new place look like? And know that even in an amazing environment, actually, I have somebody in Unfried right now. She just started a new position a few weeks ago and she was having this, you know, anxiety reaction anytime she'd think about working, but she was interviewing with these people and they seemed so great and so nice. And it would seemed like a perfect fit job for her. So she was really excited and she decided to say yes. And I reminded her that it takes time to build trust in a new scenario. And so it's okay to be anxious going in or apprehensive to fully trust from the get-go, because trust is meant to be built and earned, not immediately like granted. So be cautious, be optimistic, lean in where you can feel safe and let that trust build. And I think it's been like 5 or 6 weeks now. And she's like, it's real. Like, they're real. I didn't even think a place like this would exist. And here it is, which is that. Comes to a point we're going to make later.
Yes, absolutely. And so just take the time to understand that it's going to be probably anxiety inducing and you're going to be a little bit scared to look at job postings. And the idea is to dig one level deeper underneath those emotions. What else is coming up? What's really happening when you read these things? Tap into that. This also sort of gives you an opportunity to tap back into your intuition, which you probably lost connection with during burnout, and you probably stopped trusting yourself. So while it takes time to build trust with a new company and with new bosses and new team members, it also, burnout recovery, it takes time to rebuild trust with yourself. Can I make the right decision? What if I make the wrong decision? Which is, actually, I'm going to add a 3A. And this is actually something that Sarah said. I'm gonna steal your thoughts for a moment because I thought it was really smart the last time we had office hours. And you said, as you're going through this and as you're thinking, maybe I'll say yes to this, also add a caveat. If this doesn't work, I can quit. This is such a massive lesson during burnout recovery, because a lot of us burnt out because we have this like stick-to-it-ness of like, I will survive through this. And then we figured out that we did not survive through this and we destroyed our health in the meantime. And here's the thing, part of your burnout recovery should be teaching you that while we don't want you to be like flitting around the world, not knowing what to do with yourself, when you're in a situation that's not tenable for you, doesn't fit you, doesn't work for you, you're allowed to create an exit strategy. Maybe you're not going to quit without a plan or another job, but you can, if you're there for 3 months and you say, this is a no-go, friends, you can start making a different decision and we can deal with the things that it says on your resume. Like, we will handle all of that. All of these things are handleable. So giving yourself an out can often help you ease through some of those initial layers of emotion that we want you to be able to look underneath. So I think
it creates safety. You're telling yourself, self, I've got you. You can bow out at any time. So you just go ahead and take a step in that direction. If you don't like it, you can turn around immediately. It's okay.
Exactly.
It's okay.
So that's amazing. The next step is from an interview that I did with John Narrell, which will be linked in the show notes. This episode is wonderful and reminds you that you are interviewing the company as much as they are interviewing you. You are interviewing them for good fit. There are a series of questions that you should be asking them. Those questions have already been discussed. So I want you to go find that episode with John Narrell of Fried and start listening to the way he's asking you to show up at an interview, being prepared with certain questions so that you can start to feel out the true energy of the place and how to get into your negotiations and how to show up and sit in that space in a way that probably feels a little more powerful than what you're used to, which I think is really critical.
It's another way to have your own back. You're like, oh no, I promise you, I will not say yes to a job offer unless they can answer these questions in a way that make me feel good.
Amen. And then we have point number four, which is our last point today. And point number four is something that also came up in our office hours chat recently. And this is one that Sarah just said. She has a client in Unfried right now who's working a new job and who took the time to trust, thought it might be a perfect fit, but didn't believe that a job like this really existed. You heard an episode with Kristen Liss, who is a lawyer, who also got a job that she didn't believe existed. I can't tell you how many clients we have that currently have jobs that they didn't think existed. I would love for you to take a moment and try and anchor yourself in the belief. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I think you should try. Anchor yourself in the belief that there is a well-aligned job out there that will allow you to earn money and keep your health and have colleagues and be joyful. Not saying you're not going to have a stressful day now and again. Not saying you're going to love every single person you work with. I'm not saying it's not going to be a cult. We're not, I mean, okay. But there is a perfect fit out there for you. We see this over and over and over again in situations where it really should not exist.
Yeah. We had somebody else say this in office hours recently. Too, right? Mm-hmm. She was like, this is not at all what I thought I wanted to do or where my passion was, but it is working really well. And it's sort of like, now I work and maybe my everything isn't in my work, but I'm enjoying my life outside of work in a way that I didn't know was possible because this job is just like, yeah, it's good enough. It's working.
Yeah. I enjoy it enough. They pay me well and I move on. So start to understand and start to believe that all of these people that we know that have had this experience, they're not different or better than you in any way, shape, or form. They are you. They were you.
Honestly, we are these people too.
I mean, for real.
Right. It's a little different when it's an entrepreneurial thing because it's like we're making small adjustments and course corrections over time, but we have become better and better bosses and made decisions that fit. You know, each of us, we're making our decisions collectively and individually that are better and better for us. And it's working.
Yeah. And I built my own first two businesses and those did not work for me. So if you're an entrepreneur and you're like, I'm just trying to start another business that I don't hate, it can be done. It can be done.
You can turn, you're like, even if you were a bad boss before, you can become a good boss.
Yes. Even if you're your only employee.
To yourself. Yeah.
So I'm just going to rehash these four things and then we're going to let you go for the day, let you out of class early. Number one, get really in tune with your values. Number two, read through some job postings, check in with your intuition, check in with your body, check in with your emotions, go underneath the fear and the anxiety and start to check in. But what if this was possible? Would I like it? Then do not forget you are interviewing them. Don't forget that. Go listen to that episode with John Narrell and make sure you have his 4F system locked down He's got a whole little system in there that you can write down so you know what questions to ask. And then use that same skill that you were honing when you were reading the job postings. You use that same skill of tuning into your body and feeling your feelings while you are in that interview room. And you trust those things. And last one, number four. There is a solution out there that is going to work for you, probably better than you could have imagined. Allow yourself to expand a little bit what you think is possible based on some things you've heard here, based on other stories. If you need more stories like this, you should go into the Facebook group and ask people for these stories, because having a collection of them would be wonderful for all of us. But know that it's out there.
And honestly, the process of honing your value statements will help you get in touch with what you want.
Yeah.
Right. And so the feelings, like the words describe feelings, and the feelings are the important part. If you aren't thinking about that job and getting those warm fuzzies, like your value statements, it's time to go. It's time to say no. It's time to look at a different possibility. That's why it's useful to do your value statement, because it's about feeling aligned, feeling aligned with yourself, living a life that you enjoy 60 to 80% of the time. I love this. Like Kate pointed out, right? Like, okay, everybody here is a high achiever, A++ students. Okay. Guaranteed. And doing something 60 to 80% of the time feels like failure to people who are used to doing A++. But a life at 60 to 80% aligned with your values is 100% success.
Yep. That's according to positive psychology textbooks. I did not make this up. This is actually a statistic that exists out in the world. And they really say, if you're living according to your values between 60 and 80% of the time, you are killing it. So if you know exactly what those are and you can get as aligned as possible before you even start a job, because you know some things about it that you know already line up, you're on your way. You're already there. All right. Sunday school dismissed. We'll see you guys in the Facebook group.
Bye.
Bye.
Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast with Kate Donovan.